Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. And since it's a quarter after five on Friday, yeah, it must be time for the Harris Challenge. And I can't play without you. If you've not played in the last 30 days, give me a call now, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge, and it's ladies' night. They also play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Again, no cover charge, and amazing food. Well Hungarian, sponsors of the Harris Challenge. All right, let's move right on and meet our first contestant, whose name is not on the screen. Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's where you can exploit the public airways for your own personal gain.
You know, I have nothing to say today, so I'm just going to say I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock here. First we're going to do is turn on the semi-random category computer. Can't start the clock till you know what the question and your categories are. Mike, we have our weekly topical category back today. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? Then we also have World Capitals or Sports Potpourri. Which one would you like?
Wow, it's intriguing. I'm going to try the World Capitals today.
All right, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock now. Or in a moment we will, and work our way through the questions. There are five of them, one-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, five-pointer. So you have a maximum of 15 points that you can win, but you really only have to get halfway there to be a winner. Because if you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you get eight or more, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Hey, the prize man!
That's right, Paul. Prizes for the Harris Challenge. Your choice of one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. Two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. Wehrenberg Movie Passes. You can either get your movie pass for Endless Love or the Lego Movie.
Now you get your choice of those, but if you do get all five questions correct for the full 15 points, then you'll win them all, and that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Mike, your category is World Capitals. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country's capital is Budapest?
Hungary.
Correct. Which country in the South Pacific is Wellington the capital of? Which African nation is Tripoli the capital of?
I know that one. I'll come back to that one, too.
Which country's capital is Riyadh?
Saudi Arabia.
Correct. Which neutral nation's capital is Bern?
Switzerland.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which country in the South Pacific is Wellington the capital of?
New Zealand.
Correct. Which African nation is Tripoli the capital of?
All the Marines out there are hating me right now. North Africa.
Yeah, what country in North Africa?
Algeria.
To the shores of Tripoli, Libya. Okay, Mike. You got the one, the two, the four, and the five. That's 12 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations, my friend.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I enjoyed you very much this week.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. And we move on to our next contestant, and that's you, Alan.
Hello there.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, I'm kind of like the last guy, just retired, living the dream, and loving your show.
Thank you. We have You Been Paying Attention? Sports Potpourri. Or now that we've done World Capitals, we have American Geography.
American Geography.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Eight or more to win. Alan, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's capital is closest to the U.S. Naval Academy?
Maryland.
That's right, it's Annapolis, Maryland. What is the only U.S. state named after a president?
Washington.
Correct. For 1 point each, name three of the four capitals that start with the same letter as their state. You can pass if you want.
Pass.
For 2 points each, name two of the four state capitals that are named after U.S. presidents. These are the capitals, not the states.
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Yeah.
pass on the other one.
Which state capital is French for red stick?
Baton Rouge.
Correct. For 1 point each, name three of the four capitals that start with the same letter as their state. Honolulu, Hawaii, Indianapolis, Indiana, Dover, Delaware, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And the And the other state capitals named after U.S. presidents, Lincoln, Nebraska, Jackson, Mississippi, Madison, Wisconsin. So let's see how you did here. You got the five. You got two for Jefferson City. You got two for... that's okay. That's seven right there. You got two for Washington, and you got one more for Annapolis. That's 10 points, Alan. You're a winner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, I wasn't punished, yeah.
No, not punished at all. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes while we bring in another guy named Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Got nothing. I'm sitting here with my son, and he's excited to answer questions with me.
What's his name?
Dominic.
All right, Dominic. See if you can help Mike out here. Which category do the two of you want? We have you been paying attention, sports potpourri, or miscellaneous flashbacks?
Potpourri?
Sports potpourri. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike and Dominic, let's play the Harris Challenge. If a batted baseball hits the foul pole on the fly, is it fair or foul?
Fair.
Right. How long is one lap around the track at Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
2.2 miles.
2.2, you said?
Yes.
2.5, 2.5 miles. On a dartboard, what number is at the very top?
20.
20 is right. How many colors are there on a full set of pool balls?
Seven.
Nine.
Eight.
Nine.
Two ball.
For 1 point each, name five sports that have a net.
Hockey.
Basketball.
Soccer.
Lacrosse.
Field hockey.
Also, ping pong, badminton, volleyball, water polo. You got all five of them there. And that plus the dartboard and the fair pole gives you a total of 9 points. Nicely done, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Miss you next week.
Well, I'll be here next Friday.
Perfect.
So find me then. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, and we will move on to our fourth contestant now? That's you, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I want everyone to come down to Mango Restaurant at 11th and Washington. It's the best food in the city.
Okay. What kind of food is it?
Peruvian.
Okay.
South American.
All right. Two categories left. Have you been paying attention or miscellaneous flashbacks?
Oh, have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, let's play the Harris Challenge. What European city has been in flames this week due to battles between protesters and government forces?
Yep.
Kiev, Ukraine is correct. A week ago, 49 states had snow on the ground. Which one did not?
Hawaii.
No, Florida. In which two-man Olympic event did the U.S. win its first medal since 1952 this week?
Bobsled.
Bobsled is right. For what crime was a woman in South Carolina arrested on an outstanding warrant from 2005?
Oh.
You can pass if you want.
Yeah, Pat.
Which singer is auctioning off the hat that he wore at the Grammys, a big, tall hat, with bids now up to $10,000?
Justin Bieber.
Pharrell Williams. For what crime was that woman in South Carolina arrested on an outstanding warrant from 2005?
Jaywalking.
No, I had this one in Knuckleheads in the News a couple of days ago. She did not return a VHS copy of the Jane Fonda J-Lo movie, Mother-in-Law.
Yep.
Yeah, from 9 years ago, and the cops said, look, it's an outstanding warrant. We have to arrest her.
And the store is out of business, I remember.
That's right. Dalton Video is the name of the store. Well, let's see how you did here. You got Kiev, and you got the bobsled, and only 4 points, which means I am going to have to punish you.
Okay.
We might get through today without it, but here to punish you, I do have a big movie star for you. Here now to sing, Ms. Cameron Diaz.
Don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing.
No.
everything for you.
You suck!
Planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time.
Okay, I have a good idea. Stop singing.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
I'm sorry you had to go through that, Paul, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you for playing the Harris Challenge. Here is contestant number five. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just waiting for spring to get here, tired of winter.
Yeah, me too, although we had a taste of spring the last couple of days.
That's true.
You can have miscellaneous flashbacks or not play. Which would you like?
Okay. Miscellaneous flashback.
Okay, good choice. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Bob, let's play the Harris Challenge. What country was Richard Nixon the first U.S. president to visit in 1972?
China.
Correct. What was banned in all federal buildings in 1987?
Pass.
What kind of insurance was the Travelers Insurance Company the first to issue in the U.S. in 1898?
Auto.
Correct. Which team did Marge Schott own when she was suspended from baseball in 1993?
Cincinnati Reds.
For making racist comments. Correct. Which U.S. president banned all trade with Cuba except for food and drugs?
Reagan?
JFK during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Back to the two-pointer. What was banned in all federal buildings in 1987?
87.
It sure would have been nice if the answer was corruption or corrupt money. No, the answer was smoking.
Oh, man.
But let's see how you did here. You got the four with Marge Schott. You got the three with the automobile insurance. And you got the one with China, Bob. Just squeaking by with 8 points. You're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prize, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at 5:15. You'll get another shot 1 week from today. To play along or play on the air here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.